Earlier this week, Republican Senator Susan Collins voted with the Republican-controlled Senate to confirm Judge Stephen Grass to a federal appeals court. She did so in spite of objections from LGBT and pro-choice groups and a unanimous unqualified rating from the American Bar Association. Steve Missler has more.
Collins has won praise from LGBT rights and pro-choice groups for her past positions on issues, but now she's taking heat from the main Democratic Party and other organizations for voting with the GOP-controlled Senate to confirm Judge Graz. Graz has said that the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision was, quote, moral bankruptcy, and he was a board member of the Nebraska Family Alliance, an organization that opposed protections based on sexual orientation and also supported conversion therapy for LGBT minors. Graz's advocacy on those issues is a big reason why the Bar Association says it voted 14-0 to rate him as unqualified for the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, a unanimous rating that's only happened 3 times in nearly 30 years.
I was concerned about the ABA rating. That's something I always look at.
Collins says she had also considered the ABA's assessment when voicing concerns over the inexperience of Brett Talley, who President Trump nominated for a lifetime appointment to the Alabama District Court. Talley's nomination was eventually withdrawn, but Collins says she decided to support Graz after interviewing him. She says she emerged from the meeting believing that the ABA selection committee did not treat him fairly.
I did not find any evidence at all to indicate that he would be prejudiced in his rulings or that he would not follow precedent.
According to the ABA's report, it's not uncommon for judicial nominees to hold political or ideological positions. But the ABA believed Graz's positions on LGBT rights and abortion are so strong that he can't shelve his biases and view related cases with an open mind. The ABA rating was raised by Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and other Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. They grilled Graz during his confirmation hearing last month.
Mr. Graz, I assume you're keenly aware that you are the first Circuit Court nominee since 2006 to receive a unanimous, not qualified rating from the ABA, and that the last nominee who had such a rating was withdrawn.
That is my understanding, Senator.
But Republicans like Senator Jeff Flake characterize the ABA as a partisan organization that gives higher ratings to judicial appointments by Democratic presidents.
I think that the ABA's long history of political liberal activism makes it very hard to see how their process isn't biased.
Such criticism from Republicans is not new, just as Democrats have ignored the ABA when it gives a high grade to conservative judges. The organization has played an on-again, off-again role in the formal process of vetting federal judges. President George W. Bush's administration effectively exiled the ABA for 8 years over perceived bias. President Obama then reinstated the ABA in the judicial nomination process. And earlier this year, President Trump exiled the ABA all over again. But as Senator Whitehouse noted during Graz's hearing, the organization still rated all but 2 of Trump's 40-plus nominees as either qualified or well-qualified. Among them, Supreme Court Judge Neil Gorsuch, who received the ABA's highest rating, but who was opposed by many Democrats anyway.
So I think it would be hard for the committee to ascribe the outcome in this case to a general partisanship of the ABA process. It would not be consistent with the facts.
Nevertheless, Collins believes Graz will be even-handed when overseeing cases that test his personal views on LGBT rights and abortion. She also noted that Graz received recommendations from over 100 lawyers, including a former U.S. attorney under President Obama. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.